For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. More Virginians are hospitalized today for coronavirus-related health issues than at any other point during the pandemic. Virginia lawmakers have chosen legislators to serve on the new redistricting committee. Now state officials are taking applications for citizen members. A Democrat who recently accepted a plea deal in an alleged revenge porn case will run for the House of Delegates. And Albemarle County officials voice their support for a company that wants to operate a medical cannabis facility south of Charlottesville. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 3rd. More Virginians are hospitalized today for coronavirus-related health issues than at any other point during the pandemic. Governor Ralph Northam made that announcement during a COVID briefing on Wednesday. From Virginia Public Radio, Mallory Nopain reports.
According to the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, there are currently more than 1,800 COVID-19 patients hospitalized statewide. Back in mid-March, those numbers were around 1,500.
The largest concern for our capacity right now is not so much bed space, it's not so much ICU space, not so much ventilators, it's the staff.
Governor Ralph Northam continued to encourage Virginians to avoid large social gatherings and wear a mask.
Health directors tell us that schools and workplaces are largely doing well to follow the requirements, but that the virus is spreading when people gather with friends or coworkers after work or school.
Health officials have already heard reports of Thanksgiving-related exposures and say they continue to watch for a post-holiday surge. I'm Mallory Nopain.
As for the vaccine, Virginia is prepared to distribute the first round of COVID-19 vaccinations as early as mid-December. In a news conference on Wednesday, Northam said he's confident scientific protocols have been followed and that no corners have been cut in developing the vaccines.
When our turn comes, my family and I will have no hesitancy about getting vaccinated. And I strongly encourage every Virginian to get the vaccine. That is our only path to getting back to that near normal, which we often speak about.
That near normal, though, is still months away. Vaccine distribution will go first to healthcare workers and nursing home residents, then other essential workers. Northam says he expects the vaccine to be available to the wider public by late spring or early summer. Virginia lawmakers have picked legislators to serve on a new redistricting commission created with the aim of eliminating gerrymandering. The selected lawmakers are Democratic Senators George Barker and Mamie Locke, and Republican Senators Ryan McDougall and Steve Newman. From the House, Democratic delegates Dolores McQuinn and Marcus Simon, and Republican delegates Les Adams and Margaret Ransone were chosen. The 16-member panel was created after voters approved a constitutional amendment last month. The maps developed by the panel will be sent to the General Assembly for an up or down vote with no opportunity to amend them. If the maps are rejected, the Supreme Court of Virginia will draw them. State officials are now taking applications for the other half of the redistricting commission, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Have you ever looked at a map of General Assembly districts or congressional districts and thought to yourself, hey, I can do better than that? Well, now is your chance. You can apply to be a citizen member of the Virginia Redistricting Commission. Just submit your resume to the Division of Legislative Services. Senator George Barker says the first thing you need to do is catch the attention of one of the political leaders in the General Assembly.
Well, they have to be nominated by the political leaders. So there is some political nature to it, but it's also likely that you will get a number of people there who are not overtly political.
Not overtly political because anyone who's ever run for a partisan office will be excluded. But Brian Cannon at FairMaps Virginia says people who have run for nonpartisan offices can still apply.
If you are a former school board member or you're a former city administrator or you've got an expertise, you don't have to be an expert in anything, but if you have an expertise, like you're a demographer or you're a mathematician or something like that, you're probably more likely to receive a favorable look from the judges.
The four political leaders in the House and Senate will send a total of 64 resumes to a five-judge panel. The judges will make a final determination of which eight people will serve as citizen members. The new commission will select a chairman and then wait around for census data, which hopefully will be available sometime in March or April. Michael Pope.
A Democrat in Chesterfield who recently accepted a plea deal in an alleged revenge porn case has filed paperwork to run for the House of Delegates. Sheila Bynum Coleman says she'll run again for a seat opened up by Republican Kirk Cox. Ben Pavier with partner station VPM reports.
Sheila Bynum Coleman lost to Kirk Cox by about 5 points in 2019. But with a longtime Republican running for governor, Bynum Coleman says she's got a better shot.
This time will be different because I'm not running against someone who's been in office for 30 years.
Her campaign will overlap with 200 hours of court-ordered community service. Last month, Bynum Coleman signed a plea deal. She admitted there was enough evidence against her to find her guilty of distributing nude photos of another woman. Prosecutors dropped a second charge, and the 47-year-old says she's done nothing wrong. Two other candidates, one Democrat and one Republican, have already filed to run for the seat. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Albemarle County officials have given their support to Holistic Virginia, a company that wants to operate a medical cannabis facility south of Charlottesville. The Daily Progress reports that both the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors and Economic Development Authority sent letters of support to a committee with the Virginia Board of Pharmacy. Virginia is only issuing one permit per health service area. Health Service Area 1H encompasses 32 localities and includes the Charlottesville area, the Shenandoah Valley, up to Winchester and over to Fredericksburg. According to the News in Advance, an unnamed company has also applied for the permit in Nelson County. The State Board of Pharmacy is scheduled to review scoring and identify which applicant will be awarded conditional approval. The board is scheduled to finalize the conditional approval at the end of March. For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.